Hello, everyone out there in internet land. This is Kingrick56 of thedailypos.org with my fast voice. And today I'm being joined by the lovable eye candy that is Gimme C. Gimmick. Many names. Say hello.
Many names. One spirit.
Do you prefer any name?
Honestly, no. Whatever. Gimme C, Gimme C, Gimmick, whatever. You can call me by my real name if you'd like.
Whatever. I don't even think I've ever heard your real name.
Oh, no, you totally have. I remember telling you about it. Well, it was like years ago, though, I think. But either way, just stick with Gimme, I guess. Whatever works best for you.
Excellent, John Doe. We'll, this is your first time on Podcast, which is hopefully one of many because I'm always hunting for a good co-host. Right. Are you nervous? This could go wrong. We could blame you.
Right, and, you know, I'd get kicked off the website or something, but worst of all, I'd lose my ops on the league, and that would be reason for suicide.
Truly, truly reason for suicide. One thing, though, everyone calls it Melee or Melee or... How do you pronounce it again?
Melee.
The game, Smash Brothers Melee, says Melee. How can you screw that up?
Mulu?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. Honestly, I like to think it's more a, it's an idea, you know. No, never mind, no, I just can't pronounce it right. Melee? Is that, no, Melee?
Melee.
Until you start typing it, man. Melee. I never say it to anyone. I mean, if we want to play that game, though, I'm not going to say, like, my friends or something, we just say Smash Bros., you know?
Yeah.
Don't bother with the rest. I'm just glad that Brawl wasn't named Fracas or something, because then we get a whole new round of mispronunciations.
Oh, man. That would be pretty awesome, though. I could go for that.
Mm-hmm. Even worse, they use some sort of, like, weird German word for fight. Yeah. And then... all hell breaks loose.
Oh, God. All German voice cast.
Nine.
Well, I could totally see a Hitler / Mario going on there.
Oh, well, you know. If he's just gonna, you know, shape his mustache a certain way, then maybe he is Hitler. An Italian. Wait, maybe he's Mussolini and Hitler. Wait, and he's from Japan. Whoa, this is crazy. I've never seen a side of Mario like this.
I'm trying to combine the word Hitler and Mussolini to be funny, but I just can't find a way.
Oh, darn, sorry.
Moodler? Hitler and Lini?
Moodler has some interesting connotations, because I imagine this, cowl in a Nazi uniform with a, like, a mustache.
That would be pretty awesome. I admit the awesomeness could be put in there. I just never pegged Nintendo for a Nazi-supporting game console ever.
Nah.
We've opened a whole can of worms.
Oh, dear. They're probably coming to hunt us down right now. They're in cahoots with the government and everything. Man. The media, the government, penguins, that kind of thing.
Penguins? No!
They're everywhere. They're on me, Rick.
Every zoo everywhere has penguins. You can't avoid penguins.
Except places with no eyes. But that's a minority.
Yeah, you're right. We gotta create more global warming so we can wipe out those penguins right now.
Right. Personally, I'm an advocate of global cooling. You see, I'm a rebel without a cause, and now I'm a rebel with a cause, except it's fake.
You, sir, are going to be an excellent podcaster.
Oh, well, thank you. I actually, a while back, real quick story, I had a secret desire to be one of the, whatchamacallit. I don't know how you would put it. I guess internet personas, you know? Yeah. And I had like a whole idea for like a stand-up routine and everything set up, and now it's like a broken dream or something, but maybe someday.
A man's dreams will never die.
Thank you, Rufy. Thank you.
Dawn. I need to get that sound effect. I can't find it anywhere on the internet.
Oh. It's gotta be somewhere around there. I mean, it's the internet after all.
You know, if there can be internet porn about, like, Spyro X Misty from Pokemon, there's gotta be a Dawn sound effect somewhere.
Really, truly. Though, admittedly, I hate to say that I've seen worse than that. I've got a friend who, submits regularly to fanfic.net, and I hear some interesting stories. Stories you don't want me to hear, so let's move on.
Well, we could stick to that a little. I probably should not use the word stick, but, we should.
Touché, Rick.
We could stay on this topic for a little bit longer. I used to actually read some of the stories from fanfiction.net for a lark, try and find the worst stuff and show it to my friends, you know, who are like, "Oh, we love Halo," and I'm like, "You won't love Halo now. I'm just gonna go into Halo fanfiction."
How about Master Chief at Sonic? No.
You'd be surprised how many random character X Harry Potter fics there are.
I don't know if I would be surprised anymore. Actually, I think there was one really great, really bad fanfic. It was for Resident Evil 4. And I can't remember the exact plot because it was totally incomprehensible. It came out with some great in-jokes that me and my friends still say to this day, including... She looked at him with question face, which apparently means that she's trying to be misunderstanding or something, I'm not sure. But ever since then, we've just, like, I don't know, like, held up plates with a question mark on it to our face or something when we're confused.
Oh, man. You gotta go find that. Go find that and put it on pause.
Okay, I will. I'm pretty sure I can... It's still up, and there's, like, 5 chapters of it, and it's absolutely hilarious. Even though I feel kind of bad, but the thing is, no, never mind, I just feel bad. But I don't care, I'll still put it up.
Yeah, don't feel bad for us. We've done Coral Mayhems. We're pretty used to the horrible.
I can imagine. See, I still haven't been graced with the so-called glory of Coral Mayhem, so I don't know. I don't know if I want to lose my innocence. I've been invited a couple times, but I never got around to it. Probably because I've been busy. Yeah.
Well, my example of Misty X Spyro is in Coral Mayhem.
Oh. Well, there you go.
No man has lived until he's seen Ditto raping Eevee in the ass.
Maid-licking Glaziken's asshole?
Yeah, that is in there, too. I'm pretty sure you'd be surprised. Our latest Coral Mayhem has Hitler. Hitler porn.
Oh, Hitler porn. Even, like, Hitler X what? I'm curious.
Well, Hitler X himself, really. It's just him, but he's butt naked, and he's got, like, a 2-foot-long cock.
I think, Hitler... Let's see. Hitler hentai has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
Well, it was really gay Hitler, because, you know, it wasn't real Hitler. It was... Hitler, you know, being combined with an incredibly gay man.
Okay.
It was either gay Hitler or the world's gayest Hitler impersonator.
You know, I wonder why we don't see more Hitler impersonators anyway.
I would love Hitler impersonators. You could, like, you know, give them $1 to punch them.
Really? Something like that. Have you ever heard of the, I'm sorry, I'm skipping around. Have you ever heard of the, Kittler website?
No. What's it about?
It's probably not as good with the images, but I'll explain it briefly. It's basically a site dedicated to cats that look like Hitler.
Oh! A giant collection. I remember that!
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, but it's pretty great.
Cats really did look like Hitler, too.
No joke. There was even one that was dressed up complete with, like, a wristband on its paw and a army hat, that kind of thing. It's pretty great.
Well, it's not great to the cat. I'm sure the cat didn't like it, but it's hilarious for the internet.
Well, granted... never mind.
I assure you, everyone out there is just listening in wonder to how smooth you are.
Oh, no. Well, yes. You can't see it, but I have my pinky on my lip right now.
The Dr. Evil look?
Sure. Except a little bit more refined.
I picture you in a house, like, no matter what you're doing, you have your pinky out doing everything.
Let's see. It gets kind of annoying when I'm playing with the, when I'm moving the mouse, actually. Because occasionally it would get stuck on something, and then I wonder why the mouse isn't moving, and, well, it's a pinky. It ends up getting annoying. Also, when, writing, it's a bit annoying. Though I usually end up, instead of writing with, like, normally with a pencil, instead I'll just kind of wrap my two pinkies around to be double fancy.
Double fancy. That's pretty nice. You need to copyright that. Get some money.
Probably, yeah. Is there a website for that on the internet? You know, patentnow.com?
Yeah. I believe there is. You could pretty much patent everything.
Oh, okay. I'm looking for that fanfic, and I'm just going to ask my friend about it, because I can't remember the name of it for the life of me. So I promise it's coming, guys, who are listening. I'll get it up there.